Welcome to this edition of City Watch, and today we're talking with our engineering tech, Kyle Gassman, and our engineer assistant city engineer, Zane Pennock, about the Eagle Point Park sidewalk project. Now, this is one that people have been talking to me about for years. They always walk, you know, because they want to go through Eagle Point Park, and they always, but they're walking on the road, and they're a little bit safety conscious.
Yeah, yeah. So those roads up through Eagle Point Park, they're narrow. There's tight turns. You know, sometimes there's a couple blind corners in there, so it is a tricky spot to walk. But you know, I love taking my kid up there to walk around there. So I feel that. So this project was kind of came from those concerns and those problems. It originally came through the PRAB and Josh Eggers, who passed it along to us. And so we developed a Eagle Point Park sidewalk project. It's about 3,600 linear feet of sidewalk, which will result in a half-mile loop around the north loop of Eagle Point Park. So it's going to start at the lodge, basically head north up to the playground, the north end pavilion, and then loop back around that way. So it's a tricky project because, you know, there's a lot of park space, and we want to make sure that through the construction, we can preserve the integrity of the park. We want once the project to be finished, we don't want to only be left with a sidewalk. We want to be left with pristine parkland that we have as it is now. We don't want to have too many issues or maintenance things that are a result of the construction project. So there's some tricky parts to it, but I think ultimately it's going to be a really good project.
Now, the trail, is that going to be going up to where the linden trees are up next to that northernmost parking lot?
Yes. Yeah, up by the disc golf course.
Where the disc golf course is.
Yeah, so actually it'll go, it extends up around the north pavilion. It almost touches that parking lot.
Okay.
You know, we wanted to make sure, the biggest piece of this was making sure the park usability increases. And so the sidewalk, the plan was to make it all accessible for everybody. So we had to meet all ADA requirements. We had to make sure it was flat across. We had to make sure that the climbs weren't too steep. And that park area, while it looks like it's big and wide open, it is, but it's hilly.
It's hilly.
And there's some real challenges with trying to find a good alignment, not only to avoid the hills or, you know, contend with the hills, but also, as everybody knows, there's a lot of trees up there, and we didn't want to uproot or remove a single tree with this project. So it's a long meandering trail that goes around the trees. It doesn't disturb any of them. And it handles all the slopes okay. So the whole trail project, when it's completed, should be less than 5%, which is 100% ADA accessible. It'll be a great option for anybody who wants to go up there and walk with their kids or family or dog, get away from the roadway, but still get to take in the beauty of the trail and the park.
And this, the sidewalk, is it going to be a 3-foot sidewalk?
No, 6-foot sidewalk.
It's going to be a 6-foot sidewalk.
Yep.
That'll be, and one of the things you mentioned, the disc golf course, you know, we have one of the best disc golf courses in the Midwest.
It's a great disc golf course.
And a hidden gem is, that's what that disc golf course is, you know.
Yeah.
We still have a couple of tee boxes that I would like to see installed. We have, I can't remember what holes they are, but where there's just a novice box, there's not a pro box, or there's a pro box and not a novice box. You know, one of those things, it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's a 3-foot by 3-foot concrete slab. Mm-hmm. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
And then, of course, routinely, we have to have the grounds and facilities staff go up there and limb up some trees and cut some trees out, because it's really a very, it's a relatively famous course, too,
mm-hmm.
you know, for disc golfers. So
yeah.
that'll have, get a little bit of access to that. Having access to the playground
mm-hmm.
via a sidewalk
yeah.
is you know, great, because now that we have that shelter on the west side
mm-hmm.
that is totally ADA accessible, which is the first one in the park, by
mm-hmm.
the way, and being able to access the playground from that point somehow would be really advantageous, too.
Yeah, a lot of those great park facilities you mentioned are, you know, it's great to have them there, and they are there, but you can't get to them if you are impaired or, you know, have trouble walking.
Exactly.
So we're hoping this trail will be a starting point to start to connect those places, make it a little bit more accessible. We don't, with the trail project, it doesn't always go immediately to those locations. We're definitely There'll have to be some spurs that need to be eventually installed to connect them, but we wanted to lay the base work and, you know, get a starting point here.
One of the things, too, is up in that area, years and years ago, we had the Civil War reenactment.
I remember going to those as a kid.
And, you know, that was a neat thing up there. And in my mind, that's not going to change that opportunity at all.
No.
You're just going to have a sidewalk to, you know, walk over.
Yep. And for the most part, this project will go along kind of the outside of that, not the farthest, not along the road, but it'll be away from the middle of that big north end area.
Yeah.
So the project is currently out for bid. Plans and specs are all finished up, and construction is expected to start by May 1st this year.
Super. Well, that's all the time we have for today on City Watch. We'll see you next time.